I ain't do a lot of shit because my mama didn't play that shit. Talking about, oh, I don't know why. I know why, because you ain't doing. I sorry to hurt your feelings, but you ain't acting like the parent. You trying to be your kid's friend. My mama was my, and they say you can't be your kid's friend. That ain't the parent. That's a lie. My mama was my best friend in the whole wide world, and she still was a great parent. So that's a lie. That's why I don't like people talking. Like, girl, no, I experienced it. So you lying. You can't be your child's friend and the parent. Yes, you can, because my mom was my bestie, and I still respected my mom. I still didn't say how the shit these kids and stuff be doing, girl. I was too scared. You ain't lost your goddamn mind. My mom was my best friend in the whole wide world and a great parent. So that's a lie. Oh, you can do it. Oh, I just don't want to be in my kids' privacy. My mama gave me privacy, but she also let me know all this I pay for. Okay. All these parents talk about it's impossible. Girl, my mama raised me like it's not impossible. His parents doing that shit every day. Okay. And kids just fine. They still love their kids like crazy. What you talking about? Want to hear that bullshit? My child needs privacy. Well, your child can get privacy when they get their own home. Talking about, I need a lock on my door. No, you don't. Then be like, I don't know how my daughter got pregnant because you didn't bust down doors. Some parents bust down doors. What y'all doing up in here? Anybody want no lock doors? I take these doors off the hinges. Disrespect me again. Lost your mind. That's that new parent there. I be damn. My kid talk about they hate me in my own house. That I pay bills for. Talking about I don't like you and slamming doors. Hold on. First of all, you don't like me. And I pay all this damn, I pay all these bills, these clothes and everything you get, the cell phone, everything you get. So you know what? Since you don't like me, how about I just take it all? That's real parenting, okay? How about I just take it all? You can't go up to your boss and say, I don't like you, and I don't give a and slam those on your boss and never call out and never show up or anything. Your ass gonna get fired and you're gonna be homeless on that goddamn street. So let me teach you right now. That's what's wrong with parents. Then they get in the real world and the kids can't do shit. Then they stand with their parents all the time. He keep coming back home. She keep coming back home. Well, you should have told your kid you can't just be disrespecting your boss and shit like that. So you the boss, you the parent. So, okay. Well, you gonna go to your boss and say, I hate you and I don't like you and throw shit around and slam doors and think your ass about to come to work the next week? Girl, boom. They gonna tell your ass walk the fuck out that door. So that's what you do your kid. You know what? Since you don't like me, you like slamming doors. How about I take these hinges off these doors and do it for real? Don't be playing. Motherfuckers like talking. My mama didn't talk. She do. And that's why I don't talk. I do. Okay. Okay. I learn from the best. Don't talk. Do. Okay. Okay. You better do it too. Take them doors off the hinges. And here's thank you for my TV that I bought because you ain't got no money. And give me your cell phone. Thank you. Okay. You know, I should take the bed because you ain't bought that either. I should take all your clothes and everything. But I'm going to be a little nice because I'm a parent. And sometimes I got to remember that I'm a parent. So I'm going to remember I'm a parent and I still love you. But you keep say something again. I'm going to take everything you love right out here. And we're going to see who goes to school butt naked. Okay. Because you forgot I paid for all of this. Talking about you hate me and slamming those because I told you not to be cussing or acting for crazy. You act like I told you something wrong. You done lost your damn mind. So this is what we going to do. Just fall, give me the remotes, okay, PlayStations, everything. You is just going to be your bed in the wall, laptops and everything. Give me all that shit because you ain't paid for none of it. Welcome to the real world. This is what happens when you can't make your payments. Okay? They kick your ass out. This is how it is. And then you ain't got shit. Okay? But now all parents be letting their kids just disrespect their ass. I'd be damned if I did that. That's why I ain't tried it, because that's something my mama would do. That's why I ain't tried it. Okay, because my mama didn't play. She took a little. Oh, if my mama would take that, then we should take Because she showed ticket. Oh, you like music? Let me take your ring. Oh, no, don't be doing that. You tripping. You tripping. You wildin'. And my mama didn't play that. And I like the expensive stuff. My mama like, well, you better start saving. Okay, that's why I love my mom. My mom was my best friend, but she was a parent too, honey. Okay. You better start saving. Who about to buy that? My mama didn't play, and everybody thought my mama gave me everything. My mama spoiled me with love. They thought my mama spoiled me with material things. My mama didn't spoil me with material shit. My mama was like, you better start saving. And that's how I learned how to save. To get what I want. Because my mama was like, and how much that stereo cost? Oh, yeah, no, ma'am. Who about to spend that much money for a stereo because you want all these CDs and stuff? I remember growing up. I remember my mama did not play that. And my family used to tell, oh, your mama bought you that. No, I didn't. My mama didn't buy me shit. My mama spoiled me with love, honey. Okay. My mama spoiled me with love, which I learned love is the most jealous thing you can ever have. People think it's material shit. It ain't material shit. People more jealous of love than anything. But that's what I learned from having a loving parent. But yeah, so it's just like, mm-mm. My mom didn't play that. And then they realized once I got older, like, oh, wow, you really was doing all that shit. They thought I was just spoiled with love and material. My mom didn't play that. You want a $300 stereo? You better start saving. And guess what? My mama didn't help me with a... My mama didn't even help me with a dime either. Now that I think about it, my mom never gave me a penny or nothing for her. I had to get the taxes and everything myself. My mama didn't play that. You want that? Well, you better start working or something. You better do something. My mama didn't play that. That's why I want to hear people talking about, oh, you can't be your child's best friend and a parent. You a motherfucking liar. My mama sure did it. That's why I was a bad motherfucker when I came out in the world. Everybody talked about, and all my, everybody that talked about me was struggling and everything. How you get that? And why you got that? And why you? Because my mama taught me, don't be buying stuff that's just wasteful. Even though right now I buy a lot of wasteful. Don't buy stuff that's wasteful. Buy stuff that you can, that can be seen so you know where your money going. Duh. That's good parenting, honey. Okay. While you was out there buying all these clothes and shoes and shit, I was buying TVs. Okay, so I can furnish my apartment. Okay. That's what Unger said. How you gonna move in your apartment and got furniture and everything? Because my mama taught me to spend my money on stuff that you can see. While y'all was going out to eat and partying. Though I said, let people talk about you, girl. They talked about me too, but when I moved to my apartment, it was furnished. Okay. Okay, that's good parenting. Okay, want to hear nothing about it. You can't be your child's best friend and a great parent. My mom did both of that shit. That was good parenting. Even when I moved into this motherfucker, I moved out here and everybody made fun of me because I was standing. They was like, oh, you need to get an apartment. You need to, girl, I'm trying to save and then I got to make sure I have something to see. I'm not trying to move in an apartment and I have no bed or nothing. You lost your goddamn mind. So let me stay here. It's kind of like the hood, and it's fully furnished. It's all right. It's all right. That's why you got to teach your kid. Let people talk, girl, and do what you need to do, okay? And that's why she said, you moving this motherfucker, and you just bought a bed and showed it, bitch. You thought I was struggling and not saving? You thought I was struggling and just eating and shit, girl? That's you. Girl, that's called good parenting. Okay, if you ain't got no good parenting, I suggest you listen to me. You better buy something that you can see with your money. That's what people do. They just buy something to eat. They buy clothes that they only gonna wear once and wash and then it fades away. They buy shoes and all that shit. And all that shit fade, girl. But your TV, your furniture and everything, that lasts some years, okay? Now, if you take care of your shoes, like I take care of my shoes, they don't really need. But, you know what I'm saying? But that's what she basically saying. Like, stop buying frivolous shit. Like, you, all you do is go out to eat. All you do is party. All you do is drink and all that shit. That shit gone. And you ain't gonna have nothing to show. That's good parenting. Okay. That's what my mama told me. All that shit gone. What you got to show? You ain't worked. Because my first job was at McDonald's. She said, you ain't worked at McDonald's. got your little check. And my mama made me pay rent, too. Okay? She didn't make me pay a lot, but she did say, you going to pay me like $200 a month. And I was like, oh, my God. She said, in the real world, you're going to have to pay like $500, $600, $700, $800 a month. And they want their rent money every month. And if you don't come out with no rent money every month, guess what they're going to do? They're going to put a notice on your door. My mama kept it 100. That's why I was like, I want to be a parent that keep it 100 because that saved my life. Okay. Okay. They're going to put a notice on your door and you're going to have to get out. And sometimes they put your shit outside. My mama didn't cuss. This is just my mama didn't cuss. But sometimes they put your stuff outside. Okay. And then you just stuck because they want their money and the bills don't want their money too. After you don't pay for a while, they turn that shit right on out. And guess what? They don't care that your parents died. They don't care about your situation. They don't care about your struggles too much. They might give you a little bit of leeway here and there, but eventually they're going to turn that off because they want their money. That's good parenting. And she was my best friend in the whole wide world. I miss her so much. R.I.P. mama. Rest in power. Okay? But yeah, and I miss her so much. That was my best fucking friend. So I don't want to hear no parents talking about you can't be your best friend in parenting. That's some good parenting. Okay? And she said, if you can't make it, this is what you do. And you know, that's why people be like, oh, you doing that? Well, I ain't got nowhere else to live. I got to do what I got to do. And that's why people respect you at the end. Like, you really strong. You really made it. You really did this. And you really, people that watch me, they be like, wow, you really did that. And you really did. My mama taught me that. And I listened. I wasn't no crazy kid that didn't listen to their parent. I listened. Sometimes it hurt my feelings. Sometimes I got a little upset. Sometimes like, why? What the fuck? well, not them kind of words because I was too young, but what the fuck? You know? But that's good parenting. And I sure, if I had a kid, I sure would do my kid the same way. Wait a minute. Even if I got rich and all that stuff, my kid, wait a minute now because you're doing a little too much now. Just because I was raised more real. Like, And that's why I be like, y'all, And that's why my job, sometimes I be wishing I didn't work at my job, because sometimes I be wanting to tell them parents, like, you need to get that phone and be a parent. But you can't say that when you're working at a job. Man, if I ever want to quit, which I probably will quit one day, I'm just going to keep it real with all the customers. It's going to be my last day anyway. they're going to kick me out before I even Because they really do be parents talking about they don't want to take their kids' phones and all that stuff. Like, and I be wanting to say, and who's the parent? Okay. You can tell who run your house, but you can't say nothing like, oh, well, there's no other way to do it. That's all you can say. That's all you can say when you work in customer service. But you really be wanting to say, girl, if you don't go in there and get that phone and get that app, you the parent. Crazy nut. Talking about I don't want to get my daughter's phone. That's how, girl, who paid the bill? That's why I'd be really wanting to say, who paid the bill? I do. Because you already know that's the answer, because the kid too young to pay the bill. And you scared to get the phone that you pay for from your little child that's younger than you, that you taking care of, that you supposed to be teaching how life works. Okay, girl. Whatever. Well, that's the only way to do it. Ain't nothing else I can tell you. Oh, Lord. That's what you really be wanting to say. Oh, Lord. Okay, girl. They be talking about, oh, my child. And they kids be bad in the background sometimes. You like, oh, your kid's so bad. You just think to yourself, like, girl, I wish I would act like that when my mom was on the phone. I wish my kid would talk bad. It's crazy what you be hearing with the customer service. You're like, and mama, she's like, oh, my God, let me just call you back. Oh, my girl, what you need to do is tell your kids. When you raise your kids right, you say, I'm on the phone. And guess what your kids going to do? They're going to be the hell quiet. That's good parenting. Because you teaching your kids to respect you when you on the phone. But when you don't teach your kids to respect you while you on the phone, heck yeah, they're going to be like, and you always on the thing. And now, see, I can tell right now, you ain't taught your kids to respect you while you on the phone. Because all my mama had to say was, I'm on the phone. And guess what? The whole house be quiet. And they weren't even her children. All my aunties had to do was say, I'm on the phone. Okay? All my parents and stuff had to do. All my auntie had to do was look at you. And you already knew what that meant. Your ass set your ass down. Okay? That's that old school. And that's how I raised my nieces and nephews. I wasn't yelling at my nieces and nephews. It was one time we had like 20 kids at Chuck E. Cheese. And they was acting wild as hell. And all I did was snap my fingers and looked. And all of them came over and sat down. Because that's how I was raised. And you think I ain't gonna raise you like that? Ain't nobody supposed to be arguing with no little kids. Eh? You act like I'm telling you. It's all right to have your opinion and have your space. We ain't saying not to have your kids have no opinions and everything, but y'all be letting them, girl. But it's different letting them run you. You scared to put a tracker on your kid's phone. Now we got a problem. You scared to tell your kid that you on the phone and they need to be quiet. Now we got a problem. Cause now we teaching our kids not to respect. Okay, that's when we got a problem. I'm not saying that your kid can't have an opinion or say, I ask you questions and everything. I understand that. I understand the learning thing. My mom allowed me to ask questions and everything. I totally get that. But once it gets to the line of disrespect and all that shit, that's when you're supposed to step in, because you don't want to raise no disrespectful children, okay? So you got to step in and be like, when somebody is on the phone, you be quiet, because they're trying to have a conversation and they can't hear. What's so hard about that? Okay? Okay? Like, it's just weird. And I didn't know people was raised like that until I got to experience other people being raised, and I was like, wow. Because it's a whole bunch of shit people was doing I would never do. And I'm like, oh my God, she just called her mama a bitch and she ain't lying. And she ain't laid out on the floor crying or anything. Girl. Okay. I ain't had to call my mama a bitch anything. My mama told me to do something. All I said, had to say was no. Bow. There you go crying. Being disrespectful. And these motherfuckers calling their parents bitches and I hate you and all that shit. And they up here just walking around laughing. And bitch, all I told my mama was no one time, girl, and I was crying. Okay, good parenting. Disrespectful. Okay. If you ain't asking your kid to fall off a cliff, kill themselves, okay? If you ain't raping them, sexually abusing them, harassing them, mentally abusing them, okay? Because some people is very mean to their kids. So I got to put that out there. Because people think just because they ain't raping their kids and hitting them and stuff, but telling your kid that they ain't shit or they ain't going to never be shit is just as bad as beating them. So if you mentally abusing your kid and all that stuff, then we got a problem, okay? Okay? Now you being just as disrespectful. Now we got a problem, because now you teaching your kids to be just disrespectful as your ass. You being disrespectful. How you going to teach your kid respect and you being disrespectful to them, too? Can't teach your kid respect and then say, you ain't going to be shit, you ain't going to never be shit, you ugly, you this and you that. That is not, now that's horrible parenting. That's horrible parenting. And I ain't afraid to say it. I ain't afraid to record it. And I'm going to post this shit, too. That is horrible parenting. Okay? Making your kid feel like shit. Just because your parents made you feel like shit don't mean you need to keep that shit going down. That's why you have trauma passed down. You got to be man enough and woman enough to say, I ain't passing down that trauma. It may be hard as fuck, but shit, I'm not telling my kid they ain't going to be shit. I'm going to tell my kid they can do anything, but my kid will also respect me, okay? Because I'm going to make sure my kid is treated good and right, taken care of and loved, okay? We ain't talking about bad parents just beating their kids and stuff for no reason and just being mean and shit for no reason, acting like they ain't even alive, don't know how to hug or nothing, anything, don't know how to be, have conversations and everything. I ain't talking about them parents. I'm talking about good parents, okay, that do love their kids and respect them and giving them a space to be themselves and everything, but they letting them run over them like they a goddamn... Like they the goddamn street and they kids is a truck. Girl, you better get your shit, you better get your house in order. Okay? Okay. Because we ain't going to act like everybody is good parenting. There is some horrible parents out there doing some horrible shit, okay? But we talking about the good parents, okay? The parents that ain't got to beat their kids and be mean and tell them dang shit. We talking about the parents that be saying you can do anything and lifting them up and loving them and caring about them and everything. And but then allow this motherfucker to disrespect you and talk about I hate you and slam the door after you and gave all your love and your time and your money and put all your heart and stuff in there and try not to give them trauma and everything. But they going to traumatize you. That's the parents I'm talking to. Okay. Letting your kids traumatize you, a little kid that's younger than you, that you supposed to be the parent of, and you giving all your love and affection, and you gonna let that motherfucker say, I hate you. I hate to say that, because I would never talk like that with my kids. But this is the internet. Sometimes you gotta be, sometimes you gotta be a little wild, and you gonna let that little motherfucker talking about, talking about I hate you and slamming those after you and gave him the world. I wish I would have done my mama like that. I was smart enough to know my mama gave me the world. I'm not gonna say I hate her, but she did make me mad at that time. Like, oh, you got my nerves, okay? And yeah, okay. I'll be damn talking about I hate you and then going up and slamming the then talking about it's my cell phone. You have no right to touch my cell phone. This is my room and you ain't never disrespecting your child's space ever in their life. But this child wanna act bad and then they wanna turn around on you and you over there talking about but give me your phone with your bad ass. You know that was disrespectful. You don't go down to no school cussing out no teacher and think you about to come up in here talking on an iPhone. You don't go down to the school making all F's and think you about to come up in here playing the PlayStation 6 and the Xbox One that I am about. What's the new Xbox? Okay. That I am about. Think you about to be playing video games and stuff up in here after you and disrespected the teacher and then come up in here and disrespect me and then you want to make all S when I told you I want you to make good grades. Okay, this is the rules under my house and you gonna break them. There's consequences. Just like in the real world, you break the law, bitch, they gonna handcuff your ass and you gonna get locked up probably. So I'm teaching you to respect. Okay. Okay. I'm in a teaching mood today, so it is what it is. I got a lot of podcasts to post. I got a lot of things to post, okay? Okay? That's good parenting. I don't care what nobody say. That's good parenting. Don't you go up there and cuss out no teacher, and you're going to allow your kid to be on the iPhone, on their Galaxy and shit, having the best time of their life, all on the internet playing games, and they just disrespected a teacher or disrespected your family member. Oh, that's just them. They just in there. You know, they got to work it out. Give me your phone and work it out in your bedroom by yourself. Okay, and I bet not hear that Xbox or PlayStation. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm just go up there with you and take it down. This is my room. This ain't your room. Do you pay rent? Okay. I ain't seen a dime, a penny, a quarter, a nickel from you towards no bills. Okay. Parents be forgetting they the parents. Cause I seen it. I know what the hell I'm talking about. Cause I seen it. Disrespectful. Man, I seen good parents do it. Great parents, actually. And they kid being disrespectful and they still on their iPhones and stuff and just, oh, let's go for ice cream. I wish my mama never did no shit like that. I was disrespectful and then you think you about to go for ice cream? Girl. My mom would never. Okay. And people like, I just don't want to cheat my kids on me. If your sister was good, my mom probably was, she'd have them eat ice cream while I sat there and be like, see what I mean, see, look, now they eating ice cream and now you gotta sit there and watch them eat ice cream. Okay, see, look. And then people wonder why this world all fucked up, because people don't be parenting right. And then the good parents be great parents, and then they still let their kids act wild, especially these days. I'm like, you still got your kid. Your kid just got all F's, cussed out the teacher, okay, ain't did no chores, and they over there on the iPhone. Girl, I wish. I wish my kid would. And they over there on the iPhone, on their Galaxy, playing games and stuff. Girl, you know what? Get some A's and we think about iPhones. This is what's wrong with a lot of these parents these days.
Everybody want to be their best friend instead. You can still be a great parent and be their best friend, mine. Like I said, and I'm gonna say it over and over and over so that you it gets through your thick ass head. My mama was my best fucking friend in the whole world and a great parent. Okay, shit, my best fucking friend in the whole world. Sometimes I feel like my mom was my only friend, even to this day, cause I ain't never had no friend like my mom yet. Okay, and she still was a goddamn great motherfucking parent. Okay. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with teaching your kid. You ain't about to be just going out here acting all wild and crazy. That's all you teaching your kid. You're not about to be going out here disrespecting and all the stuff like that. Then you wonder why your kids can't keep jobs and shit. Because you ain't taught them to be disrespectful and you still gonna get everything that you want. And sometimes the world do kind of work like that. But most of the time, your ass gonna get drugged. Okay. Okay. You might lose everything for being that goddamn disrespectful. Okay. You just can't. Singers and rappers just can't go to the records and dance and execs and be disrespectful all the time. Now, after they come to a certain stature, they might can go in there and be like, "I ain't doing that shit," because now they ain't got their brand up. Like Beyonce can go in there and be like, "You think I'm about to do that?" Okay, but Beyonce couldn't do that at first either. Beyonce had to get that respect, okay, and she had to show that she was able to get that respect by being a hard worker, okay. Shit, you think all these motherfuckers, people, that's what's wrong with people. They think because people rich and all that shit, they had to get their respect. They had to get up there before they can do all that shit. Okay. But when you just starting, bitch, you can't do all that shit. You can't go on a job and, well, I don't want to do this. Okay. Not unless you got good benefits like I do. Thank you for the benefits. Okay. Where you can just call out and do PTO because you tired of them motherfuckers. Are you sick? And you're like, I'm too sick and I ain't got time to deal with customers and all that shit. And you got good benefits where you got PTO and you can just call out. Okay. But unless sometimes I call out when I don't have PTO, that's when you get in trouble. Okay. But see, I know what I'm doing because I had good parenting. Like, you know, if you keep doing that shit eventually, and I know, okay, because I had good parenting, okay, that's all I'm saying, okay. So, all you good parents out here that's really loving your kids and keeping them safe and you trying to protect them the best way you can. Sometimes you're a little too overprotective. Let me just say that too. Sometimes you're a little bit too overprotective. It's a whole big old world out here with a whole bunch of shit going on. You can only protect your kids so much. Eventually their ass gonna be out in this real world, okay? That's why people be going to school, because I was protected in a lot of ways too, and that's why your kids go to school. Then they hear all these conversations about sex and all this shit and all this shit. And then you be like, oh my God, and then you don't know what to do. Like, oh my God, and trying to teach it. The real world is out there, okay? And everybody ain't raised the same, okay? Okay? So you kind of need to let your kid kind of see stuff and know stuff, okay? Being too overprotective can cause problems just like being too free, okay? You gotta find a balance. And all you can do is find the balance the best way you can. But being too overprotective, let me just say that too, being too overprotective cause trouble. Cause you gonna your kid gonna go to school and they're gonna be talking about you a virgin and all that stuff. You're gonna be like, how these 13 years old talking about this? How these kids only 6 and 7 years old and my kid coming home talking about all of this stuff. You ever talking about you don't want your kids to see homosexuality on TV and you don't want your kids seeing this and that, but they gonna have to step their ass out in the real world and see it anyway. So you might as well have the conversation. It may be uncomfortable for you, but that means your ass need to get comfortable too, because you ain't comfortable with the world either. Okay, so maybe y'all need to get comfortable together. Okay, it's all right to learn with your kids. It's all right. Okay, it's all right to learn from your kids. I learn from young people and people younger than me every day, because that's what's so great about learning. Nobody can be too old and too young to teach you something. Okay. I want to say that too, because sometimes good parents is way too overprotective. Because I can honestly say my mom was a little bit overprotective. And I was shocked going out into school and stuff on certain stuff too, from hearing certain conversations and being dumbfounded because we didn't have the conversation. But then my mom had to have the conversation. Like, oh, I didn't know they was having this kind of conversation. So let your kids be over. And that's, I don't like parents to be talking. I don't want my kids seeing all gay stuff. They gonna see gay stuff when they walk outside. It's gay kids in school. Stupid. You know, when I say stupid, I mean they're like, oh, that's just stupid, but it do be stupid though. Like, it's stupid. It's called the real world. Okay? Your kid eventually gonna have to be out there. So you might as well start easing it. Ease it on in. I'm like, only reason why people say they, I don't wanna talk about it, cause your ass is uncomfortable. You uncomfortable with the real world. So how the fuck you suspect your kid to thrive out in the real world when your ass is uncomfortable with the real world and conversations with it? Have the fucking conversations. That's called good parenting. At least my mom was good enough to say, oh, I ain't know. Now we're going to have the conversation, okay? I was telling you because that's the way I was raised. My mom was overprotective, but when it came down to it, she kept it 100 with me. Like, I didn't know they was going to be talking about all this stuff so young, but... So, a virgin, let's try to make this as age-friendly as possible. So, this is what that is. I learned that because I'm just going to school and people talking. So, I'm going to let you know, all this gay shit, lesbians, transgender, all this shit you don't like, your kid going to see. Okay, just because you uncomfortable with the real world, don't make your kid uncomfortable with the real world because they're going to have to live in it. Okay. So they won't be all culture shocked and shocked like your dumb ass, okay? Talking about, oh my, yeah, this kid's more settled in the life than grown-ass parents, okay? They're like, ain't nothing but two dudes kissing. I ain't seen that too. Now, oh my gosh. Like, your kid more comfortable with the world than you is, girl. You need to be learning from your kids. Sometimes you can learn some things from your kids, okay? Don't let them be a racist old... discriminatory person like you, okay? There's all different kind of people out here in the world. Let your kid know it's all different kind of people out here in the world. Now, some things you ain't gonna agree with, but it's okay. That's their life, okay? And don't be putting your opinions on kids like that. All you need to be doing is teaching your kids how to respect and respect you and respect boundaries and respect property. That's all you need to do. And telling your kids, don't like them because they black or don't like them because they gay and all that stuff. Just because you got hateful in your heart, stop teaching your kids to be all hateful. Then you be wondering why all this trauma still passed down from generation to generation in America and in this world. I ain't just talking about family right now. I'm talking about the whole world. Everybody want the world to change, but ain't doing shit to change it, okay? Teaching their kids the same shit they got taught to them. That ain't helping your kids. Good parenting is to make your kids better than you, not just like you, honey, okay? And that's what some parents that be wanting their kids, where all the whole family being doctors and lawyers, and your kid don't want to be no fucking doctor or no lawyer, but they doing it to make you happy, okay? You already know how it feels to be unhappy trying to make your parents happy, and you gonna pass that shit down. Be a good parent. Okay, stop passing that bullshit down. It wasn't good for you, okay? Half you motherfuckers ain't happy with life right now because you doing shit because your parents told you to do it. And then you gonna do the same shit to your kid. Parents is supposed to make your kids better, okay? Not worse or not just like you. They supposed to be better than you, okay? Ugh. That's good parenting, making your kid be better than you, okay? That's all I'm saying. This world would be so much better if we stop passing down all this bullshit and all this trauma and shit. I want my kid, because I was a doctor, I want my kids to be a doctor. Okay? Putting all this shit on your kid. Oh, you need to go to Harvard. What if your kid don't want to go to Harvard? And like, oh, my kid want to go to Harvard. Yeah, your kid want to go to Harvard because you made your kid believe in Harvard. You didn't even get your kid child a chance to find out what the fuck they want to do. Okay? Then your kids tell you their dreams, and because your dreams get tore down, you need to come up with a backup plan. Do you know how many people doing that? You know how many people doing this? Everybody want to be in social. Let your kid have the dream and find out it don't work, and then find how they backup plan. Okay? Just tell them, like, hey, sometimes you need a backup plan, but don't bring down their dreams. Like, go for it. Okay? Just because you went for your dreams and they failed don't mean your kid gonna fail. And even if your kid do it and they tell your kid you have the right to dream and go for your dream every day until your last fucking breath. Until you gone out this world, you keep on dreaming, you keep on trying, okay? Because you supposed to be better. Okay, than me. You ain't supposed to give up like me. And you know what about me about dreams again? I'm going to go for my dream and do something. That's because this is what I'm doing. I do something every day that goes towards my dream, no matter how small it is. It can be 2 seconds, as long as I did something, because there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers not doing the goddamn thing. Okay? Shit. Time to raise these kids better. Shit, I'm tired of seeing the same trauma in these kids. Even in 2020, 2022 coming, and it's still the same trauma being passed down. Okay? See, we still dealing with racism, bigotry, sexism, all this shit, because parents won't make their kids better, okay? Shit. And then when their kids are better, try to destroy them for being better. Tired of that shit. Let your kids be better. That's what the fuck a good parent's supposed to do. Allow their kids to be better than them, okay? Shit. They ain't got to be hateful like your ass. Shit. Just because you don't like black people, gay people, transgender, don't mean your kid can't. Maybe you can learn and grow from your kid for a fucking change. Shit. Okay? Maybe you can learn, oh, well, I guess I'll... You know how grown motherfuckers talk. I guess all black people ain't friends because my daughter got a whole... whole bunch of black girls that she just hang around with. She just... And these Mexicans and stuff be coming over my house. Good. Because life is trying to teach you to grow the fuck up. Okay? And realize that people ain't nothing but fucking people. Judge people by being the person. Okay? Instead of putting everybody in the group. We all had that problem. Sometimes I grew white people and I had to learn. Bitch, ain't all white people. Let me learn this person. Learn this person by themselves. You want to know why I'm like that? Because I had good fucking parenting. Because even though I can have the same discrimination as other people, I'll be like, you know what? I need to clear that out. Let me just talk to this person and find out who this person is for my fucking self. Because my mama taught me to be better than her. Shit. Even she said it wasn't easy, but she did it. Shit, because she wanted us to be better. Shit. You ain't got to thrive to be a perfect parent. Just thrive to make your kid better than you, bitch. If you want a goal, that's your goal. I give you a goal. It ain't about being a perfect parent. I don't want to hurt. You going to hurt your kid, okay? You going to cause some type of trauma. That's just called human life, okay? Your goal is to make sure that your child is better than you, okay? If you're a racist motherfucker, pray to God that you don't have a racist kid, okay? So they can be better than you. Okay, if you're a homophobic motherfucker, pray to God that your kid ain't homophobic, okay, so they can be better than you, okay? Shit. Motherfuckers always making shit hard. Well, I'm here to teach you how to make it a little bit easier, okay? Shit. I get sick and tired of hearing, I don't want to cause my kid trauma. You gonna cause trauma. Your goal should be, despite all that shit, I want my kid to be better than me, okay? I don't want them to have the same judgments as me, okay? I don't want them to be as confused as me, okay? I want them to have a better life than me, okay? And to have a better life, you got to live in this fucking world and deal with different people, so you need to grow the fuck up, okay? Parents, this ain't about the kids, this is about the motherfucking parents that think they grown and ain't grown worth shit, okay? Shit. That should be the goal of any parent. Make sure my child is better than me. You already know, because you strung out on drugs. You don't want your kids strung out on drugs. So get your motherfucking ass clean and be the example, because your kids is paying attention to the example you giving. Okay? You act like, that's why I don't like grown motherfuckers sometimes, because they be acting like they wasn't a kid before. You can say, I'll talk all day, but your kid is looking at you. She said that, that I should act like this, but all she do is go around just drinking and smoking. She be telling me, I can't drink and smoke. And then you wonder why your kid drinking and smoking, because they looking at what the fuck you did. You talk, but you ain't living it, okay? That's why I say you got to learn from your kids. Kids should be making you better while you making them better. Shit. Okay. And parents, do what I say and not how I act. Don't do what I say. Yo, you can say that all day, but did you do it when you was a little kid? Hell no. That's why you acting like some of the parents, your parents, you be like, damn, I'm acting like my goddamn parents. I never wanted to be my daddy, but I'm acting like his ass. Yeah, because that's what you seen. They can talk to you all day, bitch, but it's the example, honey. Okay. Grown-ass motherfuckers forget they was a kid real quick, okay? Did that work for you? No. Well, why don't you try something else when you be a parent, okay? Shit. It ain't that fucking hard. Shit. Obviously, it didn't work. Shit. It even worked for you. Here you go, doing the same shit that didn't even work for you. Then wonder why the, I don't know why this trauma keep passing in the family. My family, every generation just act the same. Nobody don't get it. Duh. Shit. You know I'm the only gonna keep it 100. While everybody's speaking this bullshit, I'm gonna keep it real with your ass. Okay, that's what I'm here for. And that's what I'm gonna continue to do. And I'm gonna post this shit on my YouTube. All my podcasts get posted on my YouTube and everywhere now, okay? All right. But anyways, I'm done talking about parenting. Cause I said what needs to be said. Your kid's supposed to be better than you. They supposed to be going farther than you. Dreams supposed to be coming true like never before. It's supposed to get better and better and better. Not worse, worse, worse. I'm the same, the same, the same. Okay? Okay? It's good that your kids can be him, her, and try to make you understand, hey, this is, this, even though this is a, and y'all just be putting down y'all's kids, where in my house, they gonna be called a boy. Or that, your kids trying to be better than you. Okay? They want to do the same shit you did, disrespecting people and what they want to be called, okay? They don't want to disrespect people like that, okay? And y'all want to get mad at the new generation for not wanting to disrespect people. I get it. That's why cancel culture is so strong. Cancel culture get on my goddamn nerves, too. But I get the reason why cancel culture is the way it is, because people are tired of the same shit, okay? Be a better parent. Try to understand. I don't get it. It ain't for you to get. Just know your kid is trying to be better and respect that person for who they are. Something your ass should be doing as a grown motherfucker. But apparently grown motherfuckers don't get it. Okay? And then they teach their kids not to be respectful as a grown motherfucker. Then now we got a whole bunch of childish ass grown motherfuckers who don't understand simple shit. Okay? Your kid is trying to be better. Okay, they may not get it all either, but they trying to be better. This person said that they feel like they're in the wrong body. They want to be a girl, and that's still my friend because they ain't did nothing wrong to me. They are nice and good person. That's what should matter to fucking adults, but they too worried about sexuality. They too worried about sexuality and shit instead of a motherfucking human being. Okay. Your kid is trying to be fucking better. Allow your kid to be fucking better. That's what good parenting is, to allow your kid to be better. Look at the real picture. Your kid is trying to respect a person for who the fuck they are. Something you should be doing as a grown motherfucker. Respect your child and that they being better than you. That's all I gotta say about the shit. Thank you for listening. If you didn't make it through, bitch, that's because I was hitting you in your goddamn heart. And bitch, you know what the fuck I was saying was true. And if you made it through this, good. That means you're trying to learn something. I appreciate you. Anyways, I'm done. Okay? I'm done for real. I'm out this motherfucking spiritual shock. Bye.